You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Taanios the following. The Rambam says like this: Kol tzomot eilu atidim libatel l'mot Mashiach. All the fast days are going to be canceled in Mois Mashiach. Ve'lo od el Hashem atidim liot emim tovim v'misason v'simcha. Meaning the days will be turning to holidays. All the fast days are turning to holidays. Shenemar. Kol amar Hashem tzvoko is tzom arivi, v'tzom hachamishi, v'tzom hashvi, v'tzom hasiri. Yur lebeis Yehuda lesosim v'simcha. The days will turn to become holidays. That's what they will be. Ulemadim tovim. And the Rambam adds and says, the end of the pasuk, v'ayemet v'asholom ehovu. And you have to love truth, and you have to love peace. And this, I'll start with a giveaway to Shabbos. The Yoshi Bear asks, what does he have to do with the end of the pasuk? What does he have to do with all, at all, with the, what you call it, with the Yom Tovim? The fast days will turn to Yom Tovim. That's true. But why emes v'asholom ehov? So Rabbi Yoshi Bear quotes that he asked his father that, and his father told him, I'll tell you why, is a machloekes harishonim, is a debate between the rishonim, when the fast days turn into holidays. When did they turn into holidays? Did they turn into holidays by Bai Sheni? No, Beis Arisho, Beis Amigdash was destroyed. The Beis Amigdash was destroyed. In Bai Sheni, they had a replacement. Did the fast days turn into holidays, into Yomim Tovim by Bai Sheni? It's Machloikas Arishoyim. So you want to say the Shita Sarambam is, and that is Muhiyach, that no. The holiday, the fast days, by Bai Sheni, they never turned into Yom Tovim. They are going to turn Yom Tovim only in Moshe Mashiach. When the third Beis Hamikdash comes, that is when the fast days will turn into Yom Tovim. And he says, that's how the Rambam is Mochiev. The Rambam proves that from the end of the Pasuk. Ve'emes ve'asholom ehovu. Ha'emes ve'asholom ehovu, he says, why? So he quotes the Medrash. And the Medrash says the following. The Medrash Rabbah in Prashim Breishis says the following: How dechsiv chesed ve'emes bifgoshu tzedek v'sholom nashaku. Chesed omer ibarav nakush. Bok was created the world. The chesed said that the world should be created. Why? Shu goyim el chasodim. Because the humans are going to do chesed to each other. So that's okay. Ve'emes oimer, but the truth says ali bora. Should not be created. Why? Shekulish korim. It's all sheker, all the misheker. Tzedek omer ibore. Tzedek says, justice says he should be created. Why? Yeshua was tzedakot. Because he does justice. Humans do something good. Shalom omer ali bore. So Shalom says they should not be created. Why should Kulik daughter? Because humans are constantly fighting. So you realize that in the debate if to create humans or not, if to create the world, there were two forces against it. The force of Emes and the force of Shalom. So says, Rabbi says, the Rambam, when the holidays, when the fast days will turn into Yom Tovim, when Emes and Sholem nifgoshen, the Emes yasholem yehavu, when Emes and Sholem will agree that humans deserve to be created, that's Yemoisa Mashiach, only then the fast days will turn into holidays. That's how the Rambam knows that in this world, the fast days will never turn into holidays. Only they'll become imitoivim l'osad l'hoi. So that's what he says. And the big question is why? Why is the criteria to create, to have Yom Tovim dependent on Emes v'asholem behovu? That is what makes them into Yom Tovim, you're right. And how is that, how does that define Emes v'asholem? Now, the question is more, because the Medrash answers. So there was a debate. Emes and Sholem says the world should not be created. And Chesed and Tzedakah says, yes, it should be created. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do to find some kind of a solution? Ma'as HaKadosh Baruch Hu not al emes, he took the emes, v'hishlichoi l'aretz. He took the emes and he threw to the earth. And this way, he solved the problem. Ha'u dichsiv v'tishlach emes arza. God threw truth to the world. And the big question is, how does that answer? First of all, throwing truth to the world, does it mean that the world seeks truth? Probably not. But not only that, Sholem wanted against the world. So that is, in some ways, taking care of the Emes. How do you take care of the Sholem? So Michael did say, now it's 3-1. Because, no, it's 3. You have Tzedakah, and Chesed against Emes and Sholem. You threw Emes, now it's 3-1. It's not Mashal for the Gemara that became like a Roy. But not only, what does it mean that Kushbuchu threw Emes to the world? Does it mean the humans are Emes? It's Mashal, but it's not. Kulu Shkorim continues. So let's talk about this. This is something that I would like to explore. And this is the shield that I would like to explore today. There is, we know, the Tisha B'Av was established as a way to rectify the Meraglim. Right? That we know that Balayla, Vayivku Balayla, Chazal say, the Lail of Tisha B'Av Nikva Ledoires is a Bechiatem Bechisim Bechia Shelchina Betimba Bechem Bechia Ledoires. Ask the Shai Gesari. The Shai Gesari is in the Gemara in Tainis, in Choftes. Because Rabbi Yochanan said, if I would have been in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, I would have established the Tainis, the fast day, on the 10th and not on the 9th. Because on the 9th is not most of the destruction. They entered on the 9th, but the burning was on the 10th. I would have established Tisha B'Av on the 10th. He says, one second, that doesn't make any sense now. Because if Tisha B'Av is the Laila, which is Nikva Lebchia Ledoiris, by the way, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that. If Rabbi Yochanan says that Kodesh Boch de Meraglim or Koveya Tisha B'Av, the Lail Tisha B'Av, to say that's why we say Kines. Because they atem bechise bechia shulchina when they atem the awikval achem bechia ledoiris. If Tisha B'Av will be on the 10th, that would not work. But not only that, this makes enough kibin and aloha. Because the Gemara has a shaila like this. If you believe that the Meraglim came back, right, in on Tisha B'Av, and the Shvira Saluchos was on Yudzayin Betamuz, right? So Yudzayin Betamuz, the Gemara says the Cheshbon doesn't work. The only works to be 40 days from when they were sent, because this Cheshbon from when they were sent, there's only 39 days if it's Tisha B'Av. So there have been 40 days of the Beragli should have fell when? On Yudav. So the Gemara says the Tammuz of that year, they made it 2 days. That's why Korah like Moyed is to tell you that the second day of Rosh Chodesh is a Moyed, because they added an extra day of Rosh Chodesh. Ask the Shai Gesari, one second, according to the B'Yochanan, it works very well. Maybe the B'chir Ledoris is Yudav. How do you know it's Tisha B'Av? Says the Shai Gesari, the Osamech says the same thing. There's a big difference. On the first Beis HaMikdash, the vast destruction on Yudav, that was on the first Beis HaMikdash. And that, Rabbi Yochanan said, if I would have been alive in the first Beis HaMikdash, I would have made Tisha B'Av on Yudav. The second Beis HaMikdash, everybody agrees that was in Tisha B'Av. And this idea that the Bechia Letoiris of the Meragli are going to continue the Bechia, the cry of the Meragli, who continues the Bechia Letoiris, is not on the first Beis HaMikdash, is on the second Beis HaMikdash. Says the Shai Gesari, the Shechokhma says also, our main avails, the main mourning that we have, despite the fact that we read Eich about the first Beis HaMikdash, is on the second Beis HaMikdash. So on the second Beis HaMikdash, the dates work. On the first Beis HaMikdash, the dates don't work. Ein Achinami, the Beis HaMikdash was burned on the 10th, which is not the same day of the Meraglim. And he says, don't be so wondering. Because Yudzayin Betamuz, the day that Shvira Saluchas, the Gemara says Yudzayin Betamuz, but Yudzayin Betamuz is all by Sheni. Bais Rishon is Testamuz. So the Bais Rishon has nothing to do with the historical events, only Bais Sheni. So Bais Sheni, when Chazal are belaboring to see that the dates coincide, Hamishat Vorin Irul Avoseinu, only works Bais Sheni. And the Bais Rishon, because it started burning. But the Bais, so Rabbi Yechon would say, the only four things. And the question is, why Bais Sheni? What is so unique about Bais Sheni that the main crime today is Bais Sheni, not Bais Rishon?
I mean the breaching of the walls.
V'Shiva Sabetamus. No. Shvira Saluchos also is Yudzayin Betamuz.
Right.
Yeah, don't say. Exactly right.
After the first Chorban, it was corrected, so to speak. So we don't cry about what happened.
Well, we agree to see it's possible, because the truth is you should cry, because if it was corrected, we lost the correction. Now, clearly, let me explain. Yudzayin Betamuz is Shvira Saluchos. The Gemara says, the Mishnah, that the same day the walls were broken in Yerushalayim. So that's why the breaking of the walls and the breaking of the luchos were the same day. We all know that only works on the second Beis Hamikdash. In the first Beis Hamikdash, the walls were broken on Testam. It was way earlier, at least 1,000 more. There was earlier. So this idea that the dates coincide, that idea the history has a path, is by Sheni, not by Srishan, says the Shai Gesariah, that's clear. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan wanted to change, says once there is no historical significance to the date, look at by Srishan, most of it was born on the 10th, move it to the 10th. But by Sheni agrees, has to be on Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av is the historical date, the same way that Yuzayim B'Tammuz. That has a meaning. And the question is, why by Sheni? First of all, the Ikar Avelus, but not only that, why by Srishan? Was Nechrav and has no part of the history. So in other words, this idea that God made the dates coincide in a chain is only by Sheni, not by Srishan. Why not? Just the opposite. By Srishan, when it was built, it was supposed to be no by Sheni. So why did they do that? Why is that the same way?
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We have to understand about by Sheni, and I think it's so important to understand by Sheni. And we mentioned the Rambam writes, when they wrote and they built by Sheni, they actually built it differently than by Srishon. The Rambam writes in Bebes Abchina Perek Aleph, Binyan Shebon Ashloimo Kvar Befurash B'Melochim. The Binyan of Shloimo we have in Melochim. Vechen Binyan Ha'osid. The Binyan Ha'osid, the third Beis Hamikdash, we have in what you call it, in the Nevi'im, tells you how to be built. How to buy Srishon was built, you have the Sefer Melochim. Avad does at least. But whatever is written in Yechezkel about the third Beis Hamikdash is not very clear. It's very cryptic. Says the Rambam, the Anshe Bai Sheni. When Bai Sheni was built, they built like the Binyan of Shlomo. Whatever they understood of Yechezkel, they adopted into Bai Sheni. So Bai Sheni is almost Bai Shlishi, but he couldn't build Bai Shlishi, says Ram, because he didn't understand. Whatever they understood of Bai Shlishi, they incorporated into Bai Sheni. So Bai Sheni is a mixas of Bai Shlishi. What does that mean, that's a mixas of Bai Shlishi? And even more, there's a briskrov in Zecharia. Zecharia sees the folly. Vayomer mata roya. The Boch says to Zecharia, what do you see? Vayomer ra'iti, so Zecharia says, I see menorat zahav kula, I see a menorah of gold, v'gula roisha, and I see that there are candles on top, u'shnayim zeisim aleha, and I see two olives next to the menorah. Va'ad omer al malach, and I ask the malach, bilemor, ma'iladoni, what is this idea that you have the menorah and you have the zeisim, you have the olives? Vayon, so the Amalach answers, this is one of the most cryptic metaphors. Vayomer, halo yadata mahim ha'ele. He tells Zecharia, you know what it is. Why are you asking? So Zecharia retorts back, he says, Vayomer, lo adoni, no, I don't understand it. So what's it there? The Malach tells you, do understand what's going on. He says, I don't. What does that mean? So the Malach answers, in Vayomer elai lemor, zed dvar Hashem l'zrubavel, lo bechayil velo bekoach kim beruch yomar Hashem. Lo bechayil velo bekoach kim beruch yomar Hashem. Ask the scroll, what's this conversation between Zecharia and the Malach? Says the scroll something very amazing. What are the two olives that he sees in the menorah? The two olives are keneged, the melech and the kohen gadol, which are usually anointed with shemen ha-mishka. So the shemen ha-mishka is keneged the oil. But you know what his problem was? He realized that vision of Zecharia, he was being announced to be a second by Sheni and the menorah will be reinstituted. And he knew that. But you know what he didn't understand? How in the world do you have the two olives? In Bai Sheni, we didn't have Shemen HaMishcha. We didn't have a melech, a proper melech from you that we didn't have. And the Kohen Gadol was only Merubah B'Godin. The Kohen Gadol never got Shemen HaMishcha. That's why he tells the Malach, I don't understand. How do you have the two olives? And the question is, so what's the answer? So the Malach says, yes, it makes sense. Says the Briskrov here, and this is really the same idea that the Ramchal says in Mikdash Yelion. And you have the Mikdash Yelion. There is no Bayis Sheni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created two Bati Mikdash. It was the first Beis HaMikdash, which was a physical and a spiritual. And there is a second Beis HaMikdash. The second Beis HaMikdash is called HaBayis Achron. It's the last Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, if you don't, on the Pasuk, I hear a quote, in Zecharia, the Pasuk says, Gadol yeh ha-bayit hazeh ha-achorin min ha-rishon. The last one will be better than the first one. And it's bigger. Why is bigger? So the Gemara discusses, because the lesser longer was a bigger building. So there is only two Bate Mikdash, the Rishon and the Achorin. The second Beis HaMikdash is really a foretaste of the third Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created two Bate Mikdash. There is the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, and there is Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. The Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi is the one in the Shamayim. Beis HaMikdash HaSheni is the start of Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. And therefore, says the Brisker Rav, Beis HaMikdash HaSheni was never destroyed. The halacha is, the Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha L'Shaita, Belo Kitcha L'Osid Lovoi, but Kedusha Shniya, Kitcha L'Shaita, V'Kitcha L'Osid Lovoi. Everybody knows that after Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they kept doing korbanos. See, if you pay attention in the Kines, says, who is Betzeisi Yerushalayim? Right, Betzeisi, we have the Rebbe Lezer Kalir. Who is Betzeisi Yerushalayim? Is not Titus, is Adrianus Caesar. Is the Hadrian. The Hadrian emperor was the one who threw out Yerushalayim, because Titus, after he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, they still stayed, and they still were making korbanos. They make korban Pesach. So the Kedusha, the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, was never really destroyed. Because Beis HaMikdash HaSheni was the start of a process called the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. Says the Mishkanei Elyon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, and he told Yechezkel in Yechezkel see, and now we have to build it step by step. The Avelus of Tisha B'Av is because we need to rectify and build, because Beis HaMikdash HaSheni is a process. It's such a process that is not finished. We are building it. It's in the process of being built. The destruction by Titus is reversing it back to give us the chance to build it step by step. The reason why the Avelus is in Bayis Sheni, and the Avelus of Bayis Sheni is different than Bayis Rishon. Bayis Rishon is that we lost. But Bayis Sheni is not that. Bayis Sheni is that we have to realize that we're set back, and we have to yearn to build it forward. It's like two steps back and one step forward. Eli Tzion Be'area Kmo Isha B'Tzireya. I mentioned it a few years ago. Look at Eli Tzion Be'area. Why does Tzion cry? It's like a Isha B'Tzireya or Kipsula Sak Chagura Al Bal Neurea. She's crying like a lady who's suffering giving birth, and she's suffering for losing her first husband. There are two cries of crying. One kind of crying is the crying on the past that was lost. The other cry of crying is that she is trying to move forward and it takes pain to give birth. Bayis Sheni is that. Bayis Sheni, you cry on the past, you make tshuva on the past, and you're building it. It's like Luchos Shniyos. What is Luchos Shniyos? They have Luchos Rishonos. Luchos Rishonos are great. We're broken. We're giving us Luchos Shniyos. And Luchos Shniyos, Utera Shebal Peh, we are trying to reconnect to Luchos Rishonos. Bayis Sheni is a process of rebuilding. The Avelus of Bayis Sheni is that we have to look at our history and to say we're going to rectify, we went back, and we are misaken ourselves, is ultimately the Koyach HaTshuva. And that is the Koyach of Bayis Sheni. Bayis Sheni is the idea of moving forward the process. That's why Bayis Sheni, the Kedusha, is a Kedusha that still grows. As I mentioned last year, right? You know, the Kedusha, we know Kedusha Shniya was not the rice according to the Rambam. Why? Because you don't have Rav Yisrael. Says the Chazon Ish HaKuk the same way. If today Rav Yisrael comes to Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha Bayis Sheni grows and becomes the rice. So Avelus Bayis Sheni is us yearning to rebuild it. And that's why Kol Dor Shlo Nivne Yerushalayim B'Yom, we mentioned the Sfasemes. The Sfasemes says every generation of Yisraelitash was not built in his days, as if he destroyed in his days. He says, what? You have generations of the grow, they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. He says, what? That's not what he means. Koshlo Nivna Beyomov, meaning every year you're building the Beis Hamikdash. By shame is that we fear, we go ahead and we cry on the past and we yearn for the future and we'll make ourselves better to get a little closer, to build a little more. If we don't build by shame in a year that we don't build, that we give a step back, is like the Churban. Because Churban by shame is stepping back. Every year that we don't move forward, you're doing back. That's why Boini Yerushalayim, the Brocha that could say Menachem Tzion or Boini Yerushalayim. It's not Ivne Yerushalayim, it's Boini Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is built step by step. And this idea of Bais Sheni, that's the Koyach of Bais Sheni. So says the Briskerov, he, Izcharia, saw the Shemen HaMishcha because Bais Sheni has Shemen HaMishcha when it becomes Bais Shlishi. You're right, we're not there yet, but that's Bais Sheni. Kedusha said it's the soul is the same Kedusha. So when we're going to have Shemen HaMishcha, it's the Kedusha Bais Sheni. It's not a new Kedusha. It's the Kedusha Bais Sheni. So Bais Sheni is the process. So that's why Zechariah didn't understand. That's why he said, Lo bekail velo bekoach, Omar Hashem. You're not going to build Bais Sheni by conquering or by Shlishi. Kim beruach, Omar Hashem. You do a chazoka, you do beruach Hashem, you're building the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the Kedusha will continue and grow. This is how we understand and appreciate. That's why Kedusha's by Shane is so different. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw Emes, there is Emes and there is Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw Emes to the earth. If you look at it, where else did HaKadosh Baruch Hu throw things? So says the Lubavitcher Rebbe by the Luchos. The Luchos is Shechem v'yashlichem me'arak. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu was mishalech, when he threw the Luchos, what happened to the Luchos? The Luchos shattered. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the truth and he shared the truth. The truth that he told the Malachim, the Adam doesn't have the truth, and you're right. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu shared the truth, today truth is diffused by all of us. So the truth is diffused means that each one of us has a little bit of the truth. And that's why the Pasuk says, Emes v'sholom ehavu. You know how the way to get truth in the world is for us to work together to have shalom. By taking truth and shattering it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu splintered and he let his truth be diffused, that nobody owns the whole truth. By doing that, by throwing Yishlich Emes Arta, we ask, if the Emes, the world is no Emes, if the world is no Sholem, how in the world can you say that by throwing Emes to the earth, he solved the problem? He says, yes. Because by throwing, says Lubavitcher Rebbe, by throwing Emes to the earth, you broke it apart, like Shviras Aluchas, that's called Shviras HaKelim. So now the Emes is spread and diffused among people. By doing that, the only way you achieve Emes is by having Sholem. Our Avoida Leosid Lovay, says the Pasuk, you know what the Yontev will be a Yontev? When Emes and Sholem can exist. Because today Emes needs Sholem, and Sholem brings Emes. Leosid Lovay is the tikkun of Emes v'Sholem. That is Bais Shlishi. How in the world do we build Bais Sheni? We don't have the truth. All of us don't have the full truth. We need to be together. By being together in Sholem, Emes goes. That's why the Rambam says, you know what the Raya, the Bais Sheni, will be a Yontev. It will be a Yontev at what point in time? When Emes and Sholem are together. By having Emes and Sholem together, you build the Emes. Building the Emes is building Bais Sheni into Bais Shlishi. The avoid of Bais Sheni, that's why the Bais Sheni got destroyed. Why? Because of Simas Chiyin. And what is the premise of building the Bais? Is realizing the Emes, nobody owns Emes. The Emes is only made from all of us. We only know partial truth. By having Sholem among us, we can build the real truth and take Bais Sheni into Bais Shlishi. That's the unique part of the Churban Bais Sheni. The reason I'm saying is this, because if we know what's going on in the world, we have the world today, not only in America, but now in Eretz Yisrael, that everybody believes that he has the whole truth. And he believes the truth, somebody else doesn't have the truth. And it becomes the story of Sinas Chinam coming all over again, because Sinas Chinam was, as I mentioned, the Maral, because of Kamtza and Bar Kamtza, Yerushalayim was destroyed. And the Maral asks, one second, Bar Kamtza was the guy not invited to the party, and he caused it. But Kamtza, what's wrong with Kamtza? Kamtza, not only he didn't participate in the Machloikas, he didn't was even invited to the party. So why a Kamtza Bar Kamtza? He says, yes, because Kamtza, Koibitz, means a handful. In Eretz Yisrael, there were groups, my groupie and your groupie. By creating Kamsa, you automatically brought the Bar Kamsa. Kamsa is as guilty for that. Because the idea is that if you believe that you own the truth, you violate Binyan by Shein. By Shein into by Shlishi is a Emes v'Sholom Ahavu. That's the Raya of the Rambam, that's on the turn Yom Tovim, and that's Yom Yisrael Mashiach, that's by Shlishi. Our avoid is to create Emes v'Sholom Ahavu. You should know something, and I'll just finish, we have like four more minutes. The Ikar, if you look at the Kinas, what is the Ikar Kina? What is the most important Kina that we have? Is the Kina of Ikoinin Yirmiyahu al Yishio. The Kina of Yirmiyahu al Yishio, the Pasuk says, that was Mesaken, that Yirmiyahu was Mesaken, that every Meshoiras, every Tzora, you have to mention the story of Yishio. Says Rashi, that every Tzora, that's why the fourth Perek of Echa, the Pasuk is Vayasim Bakinois, is the Kina of Yishio, of Yirmiyahu and Yishio. What's so harsh about Yishio? But if you realize the story of Yishio, Yishio is the grandson of Menashe. Yishio Menashe was a Rosha, his father was a Rosha. Yishio was a big tzaddik, big Baal Tshuva. And this is the biggest Tshuva movement that you had in Klal Yisrael. Look at the Sekina. And he thought Mashiach is coming. You know what happened? Then Paro Nechoi comes, and Paro therefore he wants to get over to come by to fight Ashur, and he says no. And Yishio tells him, let him go. He says no. Because the Pasuk says, V'cherev lo tafer b'artzachem. If I do what's right, I don't have to worry. And you know what happened in the end? He got killed. Chazal say, why? Because people had avoid the Zorah behind the doors that they were split and they were hiding it. What's the message? Why is so important death Yishio? Because Yishio was that you're so close to the Gilgal. They realized that Yerushalayim is going to be destroyed. He founded a Sefer Torah. They did be tshuva, and it was like, Min Veisod, you know something? We got it right. And we are so close. But you know what happened to some when you're so close? You become complacent. And you don't realize that the Avodah Zorah stays at the door. At the door, when you are going out of the Avodah Zorah hides behind it and it's split. And you don't realize that too many shots becomes again. It's like loyalin with somebody who is sick, that they take his disease, they take his cancer away, they leave him one cell. That's all destroys everything. State in the prophecy of Yishio, that in life, when you're going through the process, you have to realize that when you think you're there, you're not there yet. That's why says the Gemara in Megillah, you know the hesped of Yishio when it's going to be said? When Mashiach ben Yosef dies, that will be the hesped of Mashiach ben Yosef, will be the same hesped of Yishio. Because Mashiach ben Yosef is, you have a geula, and you are almost there, but then you get complacent, and you just step all back. Rabbi Yisai, if we believe the Bai Sheni needs to become Bai Shlishi, and what is necessary is Emes V'Asholem Yehovu. And a time like today that we feel there are yeshivas, dafyoimi, everybody's learning, we are so close, we are at the risk to have this Yoshio and Mashiach ben Yosef all back to fall into the same trap, to believe that we are owners of the truth, and I have the truth and you don't have the truth. If we believe that we are owners of the truth, that the truth is not diffused, is the violation of Bai Sheni becoming Bai Shlishi. And that's why the Pasuk says, if you want to know when is he going to turn into Yontev, when Emes V'Asholem Ahavu. If we go to Mesaken, not to have the Hesbod of Yishio said, on Mashiach ben Yosef, that should lead to Mashiach ben David, is our obligation to realize that Bai Sheni and Bai Shlishi are the same. But there's only one thing, we can only do it together. Nobody can do it alone. That's why the Kedusha by Sheni needs Roi Vesual. It needs Klal Yisrael together. We could help indeed that we should get ahead and move ahead and knowing that we are in the last steps and not to step back.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.